When Jambua Marawili accepted his Red Ochre Award for Lifetime Achievement, his speech was short and to the point. He said, "I do deserve this." And it's true. For nearly 40 years, Jambua has been a national advocate for Aboriginal rights, cultural authority, and the preservation of homelands and art centres. Jambua revolutionised art from East Arnhem. For over 25 years, he led the peak body, the Arnhem, Northern and Kimberley Artists Aboriginal Corporation. And he won first prize in the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Award in 2019. Jambua also instigated the Saltwater Collection of Bark Paintings, which led to the successful Blue Mud Bay Sea Rights claim. The fight was taken all the way to the High Court, which ruled that the traditional owners held the rights to the low water mark along the Arnhem Land coast, as well as surrounding estuaries in the region. This means they have exclusive rights over commercial and recreational fishing in the tidal waters overlaying Aboriginal land, and put decision-making back into the hands of mob. The first step in the campaign was to enter a series of bark paintings as evidence. And these paintings were seen as the equivalent of legal title deeds to areas of land and sea. Here's Jambua.
Yeah, those arts that has been a powerful sea right to sea country. Like, and I bring the sea right back into our hands, like, and into our hands. Though I reckon it was a really fantastic. They really thought about it seriously that they wanted to bring their country back, and that was the pattern and the designs representing the sea countries, like, you know. It is probably at Maritime Museum or somewhere else, you know. I can see some of them arts are here too, or it's all from Blue Mud Bay. You know, all these ones there, Irikia Gadoa, they're all coming from Blue Mud Bay, which is, these are all representing the sea country. I can see all of them. I can recognise them, you know. They all come from that place, you know. How great they got it, you know. And it's time for them to see it more seriously and to think and to work along with people. I'll work with these patterns and people who are holding those arts, like, you know, work with Indigenous people, you know. Because I think that is the way they'll be coming and honour it and making it really deeply in their soul and blood. This is not just the story, but this is almost telling the country. You know, four of them barks are here in Australia. Whatever you can call it.
What is the power of art to you?
It's telling, because, you know, when I'm talking now, no one wants to listen to me. There is another power, which is those patterns and design and the white clay and the air price. You know, it's a small air price. That's telling us that is a power. There is a power. And then from there, the song line have laid onto that one there. That was bark there, you know. And song line. And then you can see a dance joining onto that bark painting too. It's all coming from the land. Song line, the story. The area that, you know, you see action of a human being doing action, it's all my telling the story. Yeah.
Can you tell me about your country?
Hey, my country, it's really called Banyala. Banyala, it's 4 hours away from Nhulunbuy. We do have a housing, like, and I don't really look solid, and You know, so we have a little bit of a good distant houses, like, you know, just to live on this country. But, you know, we need to see something should be happening in our backyard, you know. Of course, we are doing something, spanking vanilla by doing it. We are artists. We're doing the arts through Bukularenge. So Bukularenge is one of our arts. Now it's time for us to do something in my own country too. There should be art studios so people can, you know, work in their own tribal countries, you know, on our backyard, you know, where the stories are belong, where the patterns are has been laid, where the song line has been laid. Arities has been laid, and you know, I reckon that is really important for me to see that should happen in our country too. Instead of, you know, reaching, coming here all the way from Arnhem Land to Sydney, and I wanted to really come and, you know, see the art and really describe and tell the stories about the country. But the country is back there. It's still empty. No one's there. No art, no art studio, not economic things should happen back there in our own tribal countries, you know.
Jambua, you have won a Red Ochre Award for Lifetime Achievement. What does that mean to you?
I thought it was just a gift to me, like, you know, I didn't thought about it, that where my journey that I stood off to make a reconciliation and a partnership with other people who they had their own governance, they laid their own governance, and they made it their own corporation, association, whatever they are. I just finally realized that I was involved on those other governments' a journey, like, you know, and that I felt that, oh, this is the one I'm getting the award now. But, you know, more again, I said, you know, this is the first time for Australia to recognize me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, both in both worlds, right? Economic thing and also in business where the corporation or art gallery or art center or I was involved on every other political with a group, like, you know, Northern Land Council, ANCAR. The thing that we decided out, we ourselves back there in our own backyard, you know, making it corporation, association, and building it up for our journey, for our generation to come, you know. That is where I felt, you know, I said, okay, I have to deserve this. I wanted to bring it, get this one here so people can see what I did for all rest of Australia. You know? And even the art was dragged away from my knowledge and from my backyard. And they're making their own journey, their gallery, whatever they're doing it. But remember, never went away. It's still in my soul and in my blood and in my mind.
It's an award that honours a whole life of work, your lifetime achievement. When you think about the work you've done across your life, what are you most proud of?
What can I say? As I said, you know, I'm great that I got that board, you know, while I'm still alive, you know. I think it is really fantastic for our generation to see, because, you know, otherwise, you know, if I could have not recognized by Australia, yeah, well, you know, why do I have to be always talking and thinking and planning and, you know, making it changing, try to change this world around. You know, that is, I think the better for me to see it, and I felt really honored, and I felt proud for my life, you know. And I think it is really fantastic for young generation.
Who have been the people that have inspired you? Who are the people that have been important for your journey?
Well, you know, you can say important for me, or everybody. Everybody important. Balanda, white fellow, black fellow, whoever were really putting their habits for their future and making it really a foundation for their career. And I think it is, you know, some of our people were involved. You all know, Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander people that were involved, because, you know, some of them, we were all involved on become spokesman for Australia and spokesman for our backyard, you know. What I mean backyard is our country back there where it's empty, and but the patterns and design and the stories are still alive in that country. That is where I say backyard, you know, and it's really important for me to see and see what is happening in Australia for everybody. Doesn't mean I'm not changing this world around, but to see that reality of a human life should be carried and be making reconciliation for everybody to work on it, you know. And yeah, to recognize the government people should see now it is time for them to learn something. It's been too long for them apart. Now it is time for them to see the patterns and design and the songline and the stories and the history of this Australia, like, you know.
During the award ceremony, Djambawa was praised for his enduring vision and legacy. So I asked him what he most wanted to see for his community.
I mean, it's old culture. It's old culture, and it's really, we need to know about it. Now we need to really strengthen, how could we support these sort of activities, like, you know? For rest of, I'm talking about Arnhem Land, because I know the Arnhem Land people, they do always keep a couple of days to run their funerals, or they run their initiation ceremony, they run their own men ceremonies and women ceremonies. You know, they need to know about this one too. But we've been doing it quietly, you know, instead of yelling and shouting to the arts center. And arts center, it's their role is to advocacy and to look for money to so they can buy the arts, you know, and whoever wanted to buy it. But I'm talking about the real one, that what we do in homeland, like, you know. We would like to see something that we are almost comfortable, instead of going and lobbying to the arts center or art corporation, wherever the big corporation, we would like to see we can use the thing that we wanted to make it reality, the ceremony and the culture. How could government really see us and support us on those sort of issues, you know. That's the one hidden, that's a quiet way where people, I'm saying quietly, really, we were doing it freely, not rushing or asking for money or whatever. We were just doing it in family way, like, you know, where people passed away or die, you know, and we always have very strong ceremony for that fellow or for that person, you know, because we wanted to bring the person, we want to buy a coffin, we want to buy flour, we want to charter the body back to the family, and we have to go and look for the place where we can bury them. These sort of things are happening in our lives, you know. But there should be something that we can, you know, freely just go through, you know, do our own thing and taking back the body back into our own backyard and bury them in proper, like, you know. Mm. You know, some of the things that we are doing it now with our a gallery, university gallery, and they need to really support us for these sort of things, you know?
Yeah.
Because we do want to do something back in our own to strengthen our life and strengthen our spirit and strengthen our culture back in our own backyard, you know.
That was Jambua Marawili, Yolngu man and one of this year's Red Ochre Award winners. Congratulations to all of the Red Ochre winners and to everyone honoured at the First Nations Arts and Culture Awards, which were recently held on Gadigal Country.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.